Calling all AEC professionals. Get ready for unparalleled professional insights with detailed and original podcasts by RCAT. This is the podcast that brings you the untold stories and lessons learned behind the design and delivery of a building project. Hey, it's Charisse Lakeside, aka the CSI Kraken, and your host. Join me as we dive deep into the tales of conflict, triumph, and sheer ingenuity.
Yeah, so when Serena was named for the, it was going to be named for the building, you know, we really were able to work with teams at Nike Branding and how to really infuse her influence and identity in the very public spaces.
Detailed features architects, engineers, builders, and manufacturers who spill the beans on the most complex, interesting, and downright odd building conditions they've encountered.
Another challenge of the shuttle is actually in putting it in launch position is how you brace that seismically. It's really supported by only two pins at the base of the booster rockets. And there's a large base isolator that's underneath the shuttle that kind of prevents it from moving too much in an earthquake.
When you have 600 people or 300 people in a room, acoustically, you really need a high floor to floor so that you can have the right acoustic environment for people to be able to talk and that speech intelligibility is really good.
Every episode unveils lessons learned and connects you to the products you need to navigate similar challenges. Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Detailed today and be prepared for the unexpected on your next project. Every building has a story, and we are here to tell it.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm. Maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's June 23rd, 2021, and this is episode 103 of the Context and Clarity podcast. If you're just finding the podcast, I want you to know that the reason that I record this podcast every day is that I want to inspire you to start the thought process and to spark conversation. Maybe I even want to stir the pot a little bit sometimes. I really like to challenge you to think about and to explore these topics even further. And I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. This week, we've been discussing marketing systems. Yesterday, I asked you where you find your leads. Those projects or those clients that you need in order to pay the bills, you know, that's your leads. Where do they come from? I used the analogy of a pipeline. Those leads are important because you put them in at one end and sometime later, some of them come out the other end as signed contracts. It's also important to understand that not every lead will or should turn into a project. That's a conversation for another day, but some leads will be qualified and some need to be disqualified. So we have to know where our leads come from and how to find more so that we can keep that pipeline flowing and stay off of that feast or famine roller coaster. If you have any thoughts on this and you missed yesterday's episode, or you just want to dig deeper into this topic, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to episode 102. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. Now, even if you're not a Facebook person, I'd still encourage you to make the Entree Architect Community Facebook group the one place that you do go on Facebook. In fact, I have an easy link that you might be interested in. I use it to take me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, that link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's it. It's super simple and it takes you right there. So think about joining the group and think about becoming part of those live conversations that we have every weekday afternoon. Now today at 4 p.m. Eastern, we're going to keep talking about marketing systems. We started the week at the 30,000 foot level and talked about marketing plans. Obviously, yesterday we talked about finding leads in your pipeline. So today, maybe we're combining the two in a way while we're going full on application mode. So my question today is, how do you track your marketing efforts? Leads, pipelines, contracts, timelines, and sales cycles. Does that make you want to tune out? I can understand it if it does. That can represent some somewhat tedious, possibly uncomfortable work that plays out over a long period of time. That's why it's so important to track your marketing efforts. Think of it like project management in a way. What's been done? What still needs to be done? What needs to be followed up on? How do you measure success so that you know what's working and what isn't? All of this is part of tracking your marketing efforts. So what are you tracking? Maybe that's a better place to start. And how are you tracking it? There are lots of different tools and softwares available. CRMs definitely come to mind. I also know plenty of firms, and not just small firms, that simply use spreadsheets. This isn't an endorsement. I don't have a horse in this race, but companies like HubSpot immediately come to mind. They have a great CRM and add-on suites that help you remember who you talk to and when, that let you see who clicked on an article and when, that let you track a specific lead's progress from clicking on an article to signing your contract. Do you use anything like that? I'm curious because I know you probably don't geek out on CRMs like I do. Not many people do. So let's talk about what you do to track your marketing activities in today's Context and Clarity conversation. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at GableMedia.com. That's GABLMedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity Conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services Provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.